Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Okay. On period.
All right.
Okay.
So,
on period.
What y'all want to do? You want to talk to some people?
Let's talk.
The lines are now open. The number is 563-999-3658. Oh, okay, and then we do have another song that was submitted.
Okay, look, it's not too late to send in.
Oh, they want to hear.
Okay.
Submit.
We said we need refills, definitely.
Go ahead.
What's good? Caller 7787. What's poppin'?
What's up, Amon? What's up, King Payne? What's up? This is Jason London.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, definitely.
I just wanted to call in and say, I appreciate the feedback. I don't feel no type of way. I see the comments in there about the submit from 2013. I just wanted to let you know, you guys don't do mixtapes. I put out mixtapes since 2013. This is all, the only reason why I haven't submitted new stuff on iTunes is because I was actually, like I said, in a car accident. I had two record deals out in the wheelchair, so I had to recover from a wheelchair. And actually, I was robbed and kidnapped by 7 people with guns. So after I recovered from that and went through that, in the last 2 years, I've actually done new music, which is 3 mixtapes, and put out new videos. And I've been opening up on different sets for different artists because I'm a full-time artist. I am working on new music, which is an album right now. And I did a college tour for 24 schools by myself, which I put together all the sponsors. So I just wanted to clarify that I am working on stuff behind the scenes because a lot of new artists, they got music. They don't have a way to market it. They don't have sponsors. And I'm trying to stay the independent route. So I've been doing the business side, but yet I have put out 3 mixtapes in the last 2.5 years.
Okay, so the question was, when are you going to submit us some new music? From 2020.
The new music is coming in March. I gave you 2 in a row, which was this year. What you guys have has been moving up the playlist, so you guys got that. But I wanted to support the show weekly, so I still want to submit a song, you know, just so I could, you know, send in my financial support towards the show. Not saying that song was going to be on the playlist, but I just really wanted to support the show. I have a new album coming 6 a.m. in March with 6 videos, so I'm working on new stuff. But you got 2 in a row. And I'm just trying to support the show, you know.
Absolutely. If there's
other artists that don't really have the funds, they want their stuff submitted, they can email me. I'll pay for them because I sow into people. I don't mind doing that because I know it's not just about me. And that's one reason why I want to make it in this industry because I see a lot of people that want to make it because they offer stuff. But, you know, when you've been through something like me to where you had a record deal, you had opportunities, you had a song that you pushed to the radio that went global, the Nay Nay song, which I created that whole project back in 2013. And then you go through something like going through a wheelchair and being robbed and having to be a caregiver and turning out a record deal. Then you understand that life is more about just yourself. So if there's any other artists that want to submit, send me an email. I'll pay for you if I like your song. And we'll see because it's not just about me. I want to support the show. So that's why I'm sending in music so that I can support the show.
Well, you know, you're also sending in music for the constructive criticism. The constructive criticism,
right, right. That's why I said
no matter how new the song is, it's always good to know what people think about your body of work. Okay,
right.
So that's
right.
Why you submit. Whether you're submitting your song or somebody else's song, you're submitting your song to the show to figure out what we think, what the people think,
right.
And if you know this is something that you should continue to put money into. Okay,
right. And I just want to clarify that because Armand did say, you know, what are you doing since 2013? So, you know, I did want to clarify. I've been putting out music. I have a 3 mixtapes out and stuff like that. But I am a full-time artist, too. So I do other stuff in music besides just record. I tour. I perform. I open up for artists. This is how I get paid for the last 8 years. I create sponsorships. I'm sponsored by Zipcar, so I put in the work.
So is your music not on Spotify? Your new mixtapes, they're not on Spotify?
That music, the mixtapes are not on Spotify. They're on mixtape platform. There's a mixtape called A Change Up. There's one that I did for Valentine's Day this time last year. I did about 8 songs for that. One has 20 songs. So, you know, it's about 30, 40 songs on mixtape platforms. I did not put the mixtapes on Spotify for sale. They're just for free. You know, they're the giveaway for fans because you can't sell a lot of those tracks that, you know, some of the things that you just lease. Because I just heard Sonny's song. That's an actual song on YouTube, the track that came in. So there's certain things that you can use that you can sell, you know, behind the business, you know.
So you said that you open up for some artists.
Hold on.
A lot of people want to know. Hold on.
Ask me questions. Every day, my whole life is online. Instagram is 8 years worth of stuff on my Instagram for all the artists I've opened up for. Melanie Fiona in the past, I opened up for Tanks. I've been on a Steve Harvey Morning Show live taking the Essence. I've done my own college tour, My School Rocks, which I put together all the sponsors by myself, 24 schools. So, yeah, I put in work regardless of what anybody says.
Hold on. Okay. Let me just go ahead and say, there's two things. There's a couple things which I first of all, that two in a row was my song. Okay. I've been a Jason Ledy fan since that song has debuted on the playlist. I'm happy that it's here. Two, he ran down this whole thing with us about, you know, hijacked the car accident. And we heard a similar story to that last week. However, this week now we've heard a bit of an add on to that story. Okay. And I'm not sure if next week we're going to have, you know, the fuller version of the story. But either way, I'm glad that you're here today. It just seems like every week when there's some criticism, there's like this story, and then you like add to the story each week. However, it's fine because if it happened, I'm glad that you're here and you're blessed. And with that being said, you've said you've managed to do two mixtapes, and you produce, you write, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. However, you're not in the studio since 2013 creating new music on iTunes. So I'm not buying the shit. I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying that you're that booked. I mean, not booked like that, but I'm not buying that you're that busy in your life working as a musician full time and you don't have any music on Spotify and iTunes and you're a full time. That's like me saying I'm a full time YouTuber and my last video on YouTube was from 2013, Jason. Let's talk about.
Can I
about.
Respond now?
Yes.
Can I respond now?
Yes.
Can I respond now?
Yeah, you're live right now.
Okay, so what I'm saying is I study marketing and business. I've been in this for 8 years, right? There's a lot of artists. I have a branding company. You can Google Jason London Brand. I work with a lot of artists over the last year. That's how I've been able to stay afloat and just do music full time. The Nae Nae song that came out, the original Nae Nae song, I produced that whole viral video with Dwight Howard and that stuff. That's how I was able to stay afloat in branding and marketing. The last 3 years since I've been back, I've been writing, I've been working on placements, and I've been doing my album that's coming out now. Like I said, I did three mixtapes. That's over 40 songs in
okay,
2 years.
So what you
not
should
that
say
I have
you
not been in the
focus
studio.
On your own music then. Don't make it. Don't tell
that's
us about
what I'm saying. So
the music robbed by seven people because you telling us that is like that was an excuse when the reality is you haven't focused on your music.
I said I did three mixtapes. I didn't want to sell music during that time. I did not want to put out an album on a platform for sale. I wanted to put out mixtapes. Mixtapes is a big thing in the music industry right now. So I put out three mixtapes to get my fans and grow my base and people that I could perform my own music and test my music on my college tour. So I put out over 40 songs and mixtapes. That's still studio work. That's still money spent. That's time spent. At the same time, I have to live. I have to pay my bills. So I do bookings currently throughout the summer, all along summer. So I'm not saying I'm not working in the studio. It's just I wasn't ready to put out an album, a project, without the quality going to the next level because I'm real particular
right.
about
and
myself
that right
looking
there,
like
I can respect.
The next level.
And this is why I like two in a row. But that was the answer I preferred. I didn't really need to know about the robbers and the seven because you tried to put.
Well, I wanted to put that out there because
but that wasn't the reason because the reason just came out. You didn't want to put. You wanted to focus on your college tour and your mixtape. Just say that. Just keep it.
Well, that's true, but in the midst of that, I did go through some situations, and you know, the artist becoming an artist, people want to know who the artist is. They want to know their story behind the artist. I have things on the table where people are going to be telling my story that's a part of pushing my brand. So I like to give people more nuggets about, yeah, this is me, this is the music, but this is also what I push through as an independent artist so people can know, look, this guy is still working. He's been through all this, but look, he's still doing this. That's a part of me as a full person, not just my music. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because I've been in label meetings.
I just have to challenge it a little bit because it seemed like when there was a little bit of negativity, you came with the stop, the violin. And you know,
recently, they tell me that I need to tell my story more because a lot of people, the music is there. I can do the music, but people don't really get to see that. So now I'm putting that in documentary form. That's why I haven't just been putting out an album. We've been filming stuff. So then when the album comes out, you get the visuals to go with the music, you get the backstory to go with the music. So it creates a whole project. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I appreciate you being a contributor to the show. Now, listen, we do have to address this because this is the show where we address stuff. You made a comment about Sonny's beat. Now, what did you say about that?
No, I said there are certain things that you can't just put out that you can just use, like on for sale platforms. If you don't buy the beat or purchase the beat, I know that beat because I know the person that produced that beat. That beat is on YouTube. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I use YouTube beats, but it's for something like a mixtape or a project that you're not going to sell unless you buy the beat out, you know, full rights out to the beat. So I was just saying that there's a lot of my mixtape.
He's able to monetize on it off of it still, even if you're able to monetize off of things on, because I found my beat on YouTube.
I know that.
What makes you think he didn't buy his
beat? What I'm saying is, Armand.
I'm listening.
What I'm saying is, me as an artist is what I'm trying to do with my music. I've seen a lot of artists make mistakes, not just independent artists, but people who are with major labels who have visibilities worldwide who are broke because they have lawsuits and things like that. I'm saying as an independent artist, I studied the business side as well. So for my mixtapes, I did not want to purchase a lot of music as an independent artist outright buying the song. And then having something blowing up, and then somebody come back to you later saying, you owe me this amount of money. That's the thought process with my mixtapes. Yes, you can sell music that's on YouTube up to a certain amount. If you look in the contracts, because I've used YouTube beats before, you can sell up to maybe 3,000 units, 5,000 units. It's called a lease, but you do not own the track. So for somebody like me, I have producers that I built network with from Dallas to Tampa, everywhere I've lived, where I get my beats custom made if I'm going to sell them on a platform for sale so that I'm back and I'm covered by copyright and I can get my money as an independent artist and not have to worry about a lawsuit.
Okay, so you're basically saying that Sonny's a fraud because he didn't purchase that beat. And you know he didn't purchase that beat.
Hold on. Because we got to understand, it's okay because Sonny came up here and talked his shit. So listen, this is a competition. This is a competition for the cash. And these are artists, and they sensitive about their shit. So if he feel like, you know what, he puts hard work into the one song he did of this year, and he felt like Sonny is winning with a song that would have beat on YouTube, he can say that.
I like Sonny stuff. And it wasn't about the fact that I don't like Sonny stuff.
Because you know him.
Yeah, I was saying the mixtapes that I put out were a lot of songs that I've used from mixtapes from producers that send me stuff from Instagram, from YouTube. Those are my mixtape stuff. I don't put that stuff out because I didn't buy those. I didn't buy those right out. That's all I'm saying. And when I heard that song by Sonny that you just played, I knew that it was a beat because I know the person that produced that beat.
Exactly. So you the person that produced that beat, you know that Sonny ain't paid for it.
Right. And what he's saying, basically what he's saying is his latest song is more original. And in the context of this competition, he should be higher up on the playlist because he could have used that beat. There is nothing special about that beat that we're going crazy for. He's not saying that clearly. I'm interpreting that because this is the competition and it's money involved and it's artists involved and we're allowed to talk freely like that. And I don't want anyone to make him feel bad for saying it because this is the competition. So if you know some tea on your competitor and he's winning, you know what? Address it because Sonny will address some shit as well.
Okay,
so listen, he can address it.
Well, what I'm getting from it is that, okay, because the requirement is that your music must be on Spotify. In order for your music to be on Spotify, you need to own the beat. So technically, if Sonny ain't bought the beat and Sonny don't own the beat and it's on Spotify, then he shouldn't be receiving money for it. And technically, he's trying to say that song should be disqualified because he's not the person that produced the song and the person that produced the song that gave him the word that Sonny ain't bought that thing and it's stolen. And there's no way for you to put your music on Spotify for stolen, man.
Now, okay, let him respond.
Give me the word. I know the song came because I know the song. I get songs sent to me, so I know it's from YouTube. I didn't say that. This is not a dig on Sonny. I said the reason why I haven't put out music because a lot of the stuff I've recorded has become from other producers that are trying to get their name out as well through different platforms as Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. So I put those on mixtapes because I didn't want – if I'm going to use a beat and I'm going to sell it, I'm going to own the beat because I'm a business person. I've had a company and I've lost a company. So I understand why artists go broke in the end time because they don't take care of the business up front. So for me, if I'm going to put out music from now on, it's going to be something that I'm going to own that me and my team, independent or the label, is going to be able to recoup from and not have to worry about somebody coming at me later. You get what I'm saying? So it wasn't about
that.
It was about me and my mixtapes. That's why I've only did mixtapes because I've been working on custom-made production for my album at the same time performing and working on different things as far as my artistry.
Okay.
So you said that, you know, You make your money. You make your living off the music. You open up for different artists. A lot of people in the comments want to know, who do you open up for and what artists do you work with?
Well, I've opened up over the years for Melanie Fiona, her first CD tour for The Bridge.
Shout out to that.
I did her Florida leg. I've opened up an old school tour for Nets, Case, and Silk. I did a show this on my Instagram.
Are we challenging that? Because I feel like we know that he can sing. That's not so I believe he can open up for, like, I'm not doubting that he's a talent. My thing is, where's the recent shit? Like, I'm not disputing that
he opened up for them, but I'm not disputing the talent. In 2013 and not 2020 or 2019 or 2018, because I personally, just listen to what you were saying. Don't believe that you're getting booked to open up shows with music.
You can. You can be booked off your talent. This business, you know, Armand, that this music industry is not just about talent. This music industry is about relationships, networking, and who you know. You know that, right? So because I've done one or two good shows, that opens the door for me to do other shows. When you pick up a sponsorship from somebody like Zipcar that I have for my CD, that Rockin' Me CD, then that opens up the door for when you send an email to the next company, they see that Zipcar sponsors you. So they're going to be interested. So for me, it's not just about putting out music and having an album worldwide or national that makes you open up for the artist. It's about relationships. And I've been spending 7-8 years living in Tampa, Dallas, L.A., Charlotte, D.C., Atlanta, and New York building relationships as an independent artist with everything that I've been through, building relationships so that when I put out this CD next, I can put it out as if I was a record label, not as an independent artist that's just trying to start.
And see, and hopefully we hear that. I want to hear that. I want to be the first one you send it to because I'm waiting. Because I believe, like, this tour in a row, I'm rooting for this. But you know me, I just can't let the 2006 visuals keep passing through in the 2013. However, you got me with the support of the show. And, you know, we do need the support of the show. However, you know, I like you as an artist, and I like your drive. So, you know, it wouldn't be Armand Wiggins style if I pretended that I was happy with music from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years ago.
And I appreciate that. I understand.
It's not because I want to be an asshole to you. It's because it's like I believe that you have talent, and I know the era that we're in. So it's hard. Like those things, you know, if it's not 2015 or better, it's like it's going to be harder to stick until you have a name for yourself. In my opinion,
right?
And this is my opinion. My opinion isn't everything, but you know.
So can I ask you a question?
So I can see you. Yes.
If an artist has music that's current on a mixtape, you guys don't take mixtape?
Well, we're not. Well, the reason why we're not taking mixtapes right now, because, you know, currently in 2020, we are in the era, and for music trends, we are in the era of the playlist. And so that is why we even went this direction. So we're in the era of Apple playlists and Spotify, you know, Rap Caviar playlists. Like, playlists are the new thing outside of radio. Like, in order to get on radio, you need to make it on a playlist. Even if you can't spend the money to get on the radio, playlist is almost getting on someone's playlist is better than even getting on the radio. That's why I'm pushing, let's make this playlist such a big platform, because then we can create a network of artists that try going to get on a mainstream playlist. They're going to charge you an arm and a fucking leg, like as if you were trying to get on the radio. Why? Because people are not listening to the radio as much. However, everybody has Apple Music or Spotify, and that's where they're consuming their music. So right now, the era of the SoundCloud rapper is kind of out. And on top of that, we're here for the artists. So as the artists are putting their music on these streaming platforms, let's just say two in a row gets a million streams, 10 million streams. Guess what? Two in a row is now competing with Chris Brown and is on the Billboard right. Hot 100. The only way that your song can get recognized in those spaces is if you're on these streaming platforms. And then guess what? Every time we play your song, you are getting whether it's 1 cent or $10, you're getting paid for me playing your record. So I think it's important
Armand,
for us to support the artist.
Armand.
Yes.
I totally want. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I agree 100% with everything you're saying, but I don't want artists independently because, like I said, I do a lot of, and I'm not trying to say I'm Diddy or anybody like that, but a lot of artists in Atlanta that know of me or people that know me, they've seen the sponsorships and tours and stuff I've done independently. And they ask me how you do these things. Me being on the radio, I just did a Power 96 interview around Christmas time that's on YouTube with the PK in the Morning Show, which is a nationally syndicated iHeartRadio show without a single spinning nationally. That did not just happen because I want artists to be more, because a lot of people, they run with the cows and they don't understand that some of the old school methods still work. Meaning that when you get out there in the streets and you get out there and meet people, relationships for a lot of independent artists is the biggest thing that is lacking. Not just the music on Spotify, and I see it every day. People hit me on inbox all the time asking me how to open the
door.
I'm 29.
Damn, I thought you was a lot older. You're a young cat. Here's my thing. I get that, but we're in the generation of a quick, easy consuming era. We're in the Snapchat, Instagram era. So yes, while those old things work, I never saw your interview. You know what I mean? I don't know that, but I know I was on Spotify today and I bumped into a new record and I was on my Apple Music. It's quicker for me to be on my iPhone and find a new song versus me go look up your interview on Power 105 through YouTube. Because if I go on Power 105, guess what they're going to shove down my throat? The fucking Breakfast Club. Not the Jason London interview with some chick that we don't know that's over there at Power 105 because they got 24 different shows.
No.
Throughout
this was Power 96, PK in the Morning Show, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
Yes, in Atlanta, the main top 40 station. So I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's possible to get in those areas with doing the old school method. I'm not saying I don't do the new school stuff too, but I'm saying I've been working behind the scenes building relationships. So if you haven't heard new music on Spotify, there has been mixtapes that's been put out, but Jason London is behind the scenes shoring up relationships that he's done in 7 cities the last 8 years so that when his new project comes out, he can present it as if he's not a new artist, as if he's an artist that's been busting his ass, working his ass off, because I am getting older. I'm not 22.
Okay,
not 24.
But listen. Okay, but listen. You know as well as I know, if you're a true artist, yes, that music will happen. But as everything does with time, sound, music, and what we like changes. So what was hot in 2013, I don't know if I want that in 2020.
I wouldn't push that song in 2013. I'm honest with you. I wouldn't push that record right now. But I put it out there because I really didn't have anything new that was on Spotify, and I wanted to send in something to support the show.
And that's why
I played it.
I understand that. All right, Sonny wants to respond. Let's let him respond, and then you can respond, and we'll play some more music, and then we'll get out of here. Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? What's up, Sonny? What happened, man?
Number one song this week, Sonny Miller, Sippin'. Yeah, so you stole that
y'all
beat
ready,
from who?
Y'all ready?
Who did you steal that Sippin' beat from?
Okay, can I clear the air? Because if y'all hear my song, I promise you, and I can put my right hand up to God, if you hear my song, it says when it starts, audio sound, got them records. If anybody knows that, that's my boy Audio. That's Dominic Johnson, which is my producer and engineer from Ohio. Everybody knows he makes beats and he produced my whole album. None of the beats that's on my album were straight from YouTube. Even the free beats that I would get from YouTube, he would go in and he would take a piece of it, which is called sampling, because trust me, I know my business just like everyone else. He takes a piece from it and it's called sampling, and he'll put his own twist on it because he makes beats. So I don't know what dude was talking about, but honestly, it's irrelevant if you losing to a 21-year-old and you got all these accolades. I'm sorry. My thing is, the bottom line is you losing to me, Rika, and Tuki. That's all that you can, and me again. That's all you can say.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. You don't have a leg to stand on at that point. You're telling us all these accolades. Where are they getting you right now? You losing to people on an Armand show. And you chose to submit your music here. Obviously, we wasn't fucking with it like that. I'm sorry. Like, that don't make sense. Don't come for my music if you're not going to beat me. You've yet to beat me. I see if you
you're
beat
not
me,
the baddest, but you beat the baddest, man. Okay.
Come on, man.
And we're going to remove from this because this is the music.
Let me respond to this young man.
Sonny.
Sonny, I have no problem with your music. I like your music. I support independent artists because I know what it is. So I don't want you to get misconstrued that I'm trying to blast you and say something because it wasn't really about that. It was about my mixtapes and why I haven't put out music. Secondly,
that's
yes,
the problem that I have,
really,
though.
Hold on. That's cool. But at the same time, music pays my bills and has paid my bills for 8 years. If you come see where I live, it's not cheap. It's $2,600 a month, and music pays that. So, let me say, yes, you might be winning on here, but I know the business of how to get sponsorships behind the scenes. So for somebody independent like you, you might want to connect with me on Instagram.
You're
behind
29.
The scenes. So
I still have 8 years
you out
overlap.
And get you
what
some
you
sponsorships
about?
Too. I like your music.
You are 29. That's
music,
great.
Bro. That's cool.
That's great.
I like your music, bro. But
why can't you be on here then?
I've yet to hear
so
you
great.
Say live. Because I get booked off my live shows, number one. So I get to
this
hear you sing live.
Thing.
I don't
I
even
have
an album out, and I get paid to perform live. So I'm not trying to
I
dig at you, but don't try to come to me and tell me because I'm 29. I don't like microwave stuff. So I put in the work and take my time. I turned down 2 360 deals because I wanted to put in the work and be the best artist I could be independently before I put myself. Because once you come out nationally, you can't go back.
That's good
so
for you.
Me,
that don't work for me.
What it takes. So what does 29 got to do with it? 29 means that I've worked my tail off, and now I'm working to go to the next level. Yes, I'm not looking for a microwave. I don't mind supporting this playlist because I want to see you guys make it, just like I make it. I'm not digging at you. So don't
then
fall
to
the place
bring me
of
into
people
your
feeding
like,
me.
You could have just told about your accolades and kept it pushing, but you went as far as to put me into your speech. Like, you didn't have to bring me up, period. You went as far as to saying something about me stealing beats to where
I said it was on my studio session. Okay, so you guys have all talked. Okay, I'm over it. All right, I just want to get to the part so we can play the next song. Okay, Sonny said his whole song was produced by his producer. Jason London said that he gets sent music all the time. All right, this is a competition, and it's healthy competition between men. Listen, he has the right to say whatever he wants to say, and Sonny has the right to respond. I would like to know very clearly what beat Jason London was referring to that was allegedly a YouTube beat. That's what I want to know. That's all I want to know, and then we're going to respond, and we're going to move on. What song were you talking about, Jason? Hello? Okay. Did he leave? All right. He must have left. Well, we lost Jason London. It bees like that sometimes on the show. Jason?
I hear something again.
Jason, you have me on mute, Jason? Jason? Okay, well, we'll see if Jason wants to come in and address that later. But we do got another donation, and they wanted to hear Butterfly by Sonny Miller. Someone paid $10 to hear that record, so we're going to play it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
that,
that was lit. I liked seeing the different level of Sunny.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was something different. It was something different. I enjoyed hearing a new sound from Sunny. I like the energy. I like the vibe. I like the deepness. I like the fact that, you know, you learned a lot about Sunny from that song. So I think that is definitely, as an artist, a song that can go on the album, but I don't think that it's one that you should necessarily run with as your single.
Right, or try to submit to the playlist, because I don't think it's going to be sipping. Okay, let me, okay, 470-7787. Jason, are you here? Turn me down in the back.
Okay, 470-7787. Jason, are you here?
Yeah, what's up?
Turn me down.
What's up?
Okay, what song did you say that he sampled off of YouTube?
Yeah, what's up? Turn me down.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay,
what song did you say that he was?
He said it was.
I was saying the song that you played earlier, right before I came on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what song was it? He got.
I turned it down. Can you hear me?
He got. Okay, sipping. Okay, so he said that the one that said audio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Say something. We can hear you. I can hear you.
I think you're muted, Armand. I don't hear you.
You don't hear me?
Can you hear me?
Jason. Sonny, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so he can't hear me.
Yeah, he was talking about sipping.
Okay, that other caller that just called in, so he's saying sipping
Hello.
Was a YouTube beat. Did you get sipping off of YouTube, Sonny? Yes or no?
No.
Not through the phone.
Did you hear it on YouTube and sample it?
No.
Okay, well, somebody's either don't know what they're talking about or somebody is lying.
Well, I mean, if you feel so strong about it,
yes.
Jason, send us the link to the song. Send us the link.
Okay, Jason said that
live.
Sonny is lying. He said it's all lies. Jason wants that spot. He said Sonny is a fraud.
What song?
I'm not going to front. I have heard the beat. But
hold on, you said you have heard the beat.
I've heard the beat before.
Okay.
But it's by a mainstream. There's a mainstream artist that used that same beat. I don't know who it is, but when I hear it again, I will send you the link. But yeah, I've definitely heard that beat before. No shame.
When were
but,
you going?
But you know. What I'm
but
saying?
I my thing was he's still monetizing it though.
That doesn't mean that he didn't purchase the beat.
You can still lease that beat.
But the way that he's saying it is that the producer that sampled it and, you know, recreated it or whatever. So it doesn't sound like there was any money spent. So that's the only thing that worries me. Because
Jason
about
was,
it.
We're trying to figure out why Jason brought that up, but Jason was saying it in a way like, I thought it was just like he was trying to let us know, like, I don't know. Why did you think he brought that up?
I feel like he's saying that there's no way he could be monetizing it because he don't own it.
Right. So that was shade.
Yeah. That's why I think that he brought it up.
Okay. Let's take this caller. 843-6011.
Armand. Yes, sir. What's up? How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What about yourself? That last song you just played, I don't know who it was that said, smashing that, whatever. Look, I'm on my job. I'm trying to hear you up, but run that shit again. That shit was hard as fuck. Like, run that shit
Which
again.
Which one?
Fuck all that other shit them other girls talk about, but run that shit again.
Which one?
I gotta go. That matches that set. I don't know. I gotta hear you go. That set. The matches the Dior. That
match.
Shit. That's run that shit again. But I gotta go.
Okay, make sure you vote for it. Bye. They want to play Dior matching set.
Dior, though, he just called in.
That was Dior who just called in.
You know
and Dior is at work. Shout out to Dior for calling in.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. Just play that last song.
Okay, we're going to let them two talk one more time, and then we get these niggas off the phone.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Sonny.
Yeah,
Man, this is just comedy. I'm confused on how people can hear a beat that literally I watch being made. Like, I legit watch the beat being made. How can a beat be off YouTube if I'm watching the producer make it himself? Like, do I need to call and have a joint call where you video chat me and my producer and tell you yourself? Because he has the file. I have the file of the actual beat.
Sonny, why are they trying to play you like this, man?
They trying to play me because
Sonny,
they keep losing,
so, okay.
I guess.
You
I don't
on
know
the
what
beat.
It is, but it's going to piss
if
me
you're
off.
On the
like,
beat,
oh,
if you're on the
this
beat,
is funny.
Belongs
I can't
to
wait.
You. Okay,
no, Jason, we can hear you.
I'm an artist too. Let me just say this because I'm not sitting up here making it up. I'm not trying to throw no shade. I never brought it up before, and I've known this for a long time. You know what I'm saying? If you own the beat and the beat belongs
bruh,
to you, there's no reason for it to be a tag in the beginning.
You too, beat, even
if you,
you
pay
know
for
the
beat, they remove the tag when you pay for it. That's all I gotta
he
say.
He put his own tag on the beat. What are y'all talking about?
And when
about?
You pay for it, they take it off.
What do you mean? You can put a tag. No, they
the
don't.
Beat, they
I hear people all the time use tag.
If you get it exclusively, man, they take it off, man.
That's if you get exclusive rights to the beat. I own the beat. My producer made the beat particularly for me. I watched him
that's
do
like,
it.
That's like saying, what's his name? That be on all of Summer Walker's beats.
Yeah, London on the
if
track.
We got London on the track. That's his tag. She owned that beat, though.
She owns the beat. He made it for her.
Or he made it for her. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but.
That's the promotion. Just like it is.
That's what I mean.
Just like an artist promotes.
That's what I mean. As an artist, when I put out my track, 100% of all the money comes back to me. I purchased the beat outright so that when I release the song, that the person, the producer of the beat, don't get no money. I get all the money because I bought it from him. Okay?
Exactly.
Keep that tag on the beat, they're getting money from at some point. The reason they leave the tag is because if that song hit, they want they dog.
I'm letting
and
you know
that's
right
what
now.
It's all about.
I'm in
even
it.
With Summer Walker, I'm positive. I'm 100% positive. Every beat that he makes, every beat that London on the track makes for Summer Walker, he's getting a coin for it. Okay?
You're right.
Okay. Otherwise, there's no reason to tag the beat. If you already been paid out in full,
but that's like saying Mike Will made.
Now, can I hit you?
Because he's getting money off of it. If you paid for the beat in full, why is your name still on it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like if
that's
I buy
promotion,
beat,
just
if
like
I buy a beat,
just
no,
like
ain't no free promotion.
Himself.
I bought the beat.
Can I finish? Because I'm an independent artist, just like everybody else, and I definitely like this whole time I've been listening to people go back and forth. I've yet to speak. You feel me? Like. Without getting cut off, and like I'm not trying to cut nobody else off or anything like that, but I'm saying as an independent artist, as a person that you feel me works with my producer and was like my producer is like my big brother, so we like in close spaces, we talk to each other about everything, you know, personal life and music life included, and the business stuff as us building a group, because that's always going to be my business partner. He's promoting his beats just like. He's promoting himself just like I'm promoting myself. We're promoting us as a team. So, of course, I want to – every time you hear Sippin's beat, it's promoting how good he does on beats. I've had multiple friends come to me like, who made that beat? Audio made that beat. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go get a beat from Audio. That's what I'm doing. That's me paying him back. I'm getting full money from Sippin. Like, I can show you receipts. I'm getting money from Sippin. No problem. He knows that. I know that. Everybody knows that. But he's also getting that promotion of who made that beat? Audio made that beat. Okay, I'm going to go cop me a beat from Audio. So he's getting his money back just as much, whether that be him recording somebody, whether that be him making a beat and selling it to somebody, mixing and mastering. That's promotion for himself and me.
So you're saying he made the beat, but Jason is saying that beat was on YouTube. I'm going to let him respond.
Of course
he's going to
say
we have two new YouTubers. We have not new, two new YouTubers, two new callers. I see you guys. Hold
sure.
Give me a second. Okay.
Two, bro.
4-7. Yes. Jason, go ahead.
I was moving deep with him. I use YouTube beats. I turned that beat down for my mixtape. So many people used it.
Okay. Come on, Jason. Hang up and call again. I don't know why your phone is not working. For you to be this established, you have to have a better phone connection.
Oh, no. I mean, I just feel like, you know, I get it. You know, if it's a big producer,
Call back
like
in.
DJ
Jason
Mustard,
said so many people have used that beat.
Like DJ Mustard or something, I could understand wanting to leave the tag on the beat. And I understand what Sunny is saying. Oh, yeah, it's bringing money back to him if, you know, the beat is getting out there. And, you know, bottom line is, that's your friend. You may never have to worry about him trying to sue you or pursue you for money from that song.
Can we move
okay?
to the next caller? Go ahead.
We are moving to the next caller, but I just want to say that, you know what I'm saying, if, you know, with that tag being on, but anytime, you know, say you blew up tomorrow and that song hit number one, he can come after you because you never paid for it. You don't guys don't have no contract or no lease for that song, okay? When you purchase the beat, you get a contract that gives you all the layouts and all the parameters on the way that you can use that song and make money from that song. And if you don't have no contract, you don't have no agreement. And that's all I'm saying.
All right, 254-8426, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, this is Kodak Ken.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Bill? So that wasn't you that called in?
Called in for what?
No, they said that you had called in. That was him, because there goes the other number right there that liked your song.
Right.
We liked your song. You had a good song. So what you know about the Marquette?
I appreciate that. And you say what I am about the what now?
What you know about the Marquette? How long you been doing music? What you getting on? Give us a little spiel. You know, let the people know why they need to vote for you, because you want this money, right? We're giving away $400.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just appreciate the exposure, and I love what y'all doing up here, because it's not like a lot of people that give a unbiased platform, so kudos to y'all, first off.
Thank you.
But I've been, like, writing music, like, since, shit, well, I don't know if I can cuss on the show, but high school, like, I used to, okay, cool, I used to battle other dudes with them, because I was the only gay boy, so they was like, okay, you can't spit, so I wanted to show them like that, and I competed at a BET freestyle, so if y'all saw the Bad Now video, that was, like, me at the beginning getting booed off. That was like I was battle rapping, and after that I just started recording music like 2015. Had
oh,
some
this is not
but...
the match and set. This is Kodak Ken. The
yeah, with Bad Now. No,
oh, I like
no.
that one. Yeah, I like
oh,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we really like that.
Yeah,
one.
I like that.
That
oh,
fun.
Appreciate
got,
that. Appreciate
everything.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, I like your song. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Alabama right now.
So okay, answer the question for us. Have you ever paid for a beat that had the tagline still on it?
See, here's the thing. Mainly, I can't relate to it because I got my own producer, and I try and keep it that way. That way, we just own everything and how we want to do it. But if I do, like, lease a beat, I make sure I have, like, unlimited rights. So if it's a tag on it, it's going to be my name. I'm going to get all the rights from it. All the royalties, all stuff like that. Like, I try and stay away from beats like that. If I do, it's just, like, strictly for a mixtape or some SoundCloud type stuff.
Okay. Did you want to have any questions for him?
You said what I was trying to say. Okay. I'm
oh,
curious.
But I was going to say that, too. Like, far as the tag, like, when you hear London on the track or whoever made this beat, that's just the producer trying to get their fame and their little shout-out out there, whatever. Necessarily, like, and it's a lot of mainstream artists. Either you can buy the beat flat out, which, believe it or not, a lot of them can't afford to do, so they also lease the beat. But
absolutely.
So a lot of producers get money on the back end.
Producers and DJs like Let It On The Track, they never sell the beat outright. You never get, they always want their percent. They rather give you the beat and get the residuals than to sell you a beat outright, because they never know, you know, how big a song is going to get. They never do that. Never.
Right, that's why you
that's
got
why
DJ Khaled with all these features.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And that's why they leave their tags on the beat, okay? To let people know that I made this. And I'm getting paid from this. And if you want to be like this, you know where to go.
Right.
Okay? Period.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Make sure, hopefully, you can tell all your friends to vote. It's going to be live at the end of the show, so they can go to my website and they have to vote for you. And hopefully, we see you next week on the list.
Okay, most definitely. So just go on the website, tell them what, submit Kodak Ken, all that.
No, it's going to be, you're going to see your name, you're going to see your song, and the people got to hit vote. They got to vote for you.
Oh, most definitely. I'm going to take that number one spot. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah
they got to vote for you. Your people got to vote for
you.
You
need at least 72 people.
Yeah, because right now the highest number of votes is 71 people. So, and that's Sonny Miller. He's winning right now. So at the end of the show, It will be live on my website. So tell all your friends, you'll have till Friday morning where we tally up all the votes. Everybody can vote one time. And, you know, we'll release next week who's made the play. We'll release Friday who's going to be on the list. And then we'll do this again next week. And you'll see, you know where you stand.
All right.
Bye.
Most definitely. All right. Bye.
All right.
Yes, and definitely Rika, call in, because you know what I'm saying? This show is, you know, also about
for the artists. Yes.
For the artists. Call in and tell us about your experience, because I've seen some of your comments and I know that you have like a similar experience when it comes to beats and laces. So we would definitely like to hear from you.
843-4585.
Hey,
Armand.
Hey.
But I thought you, this is Dior. This is Dior.
Yeah,
Dior.
That was you who just called, bitch.
No, that was not me.
Well, why y'all got the same? That was your friend.
Huh?
That was your friend. Y'all got the same number.
No, ma'am. That was not me.
Why y'all got the same area code and everything?
I mean, maybe he's from South Carolina. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Oh, then what you know about the Marquez? You live in Atlanta?
No, but I'm in Atlanta all the time. I got connects in Atlanta. I fuck with Atlanta in Atlanta. Fuck with me.
What you did at the Marquez?
We be turning. Oh, we be doing the big wham in the Marquez.
Okay. You was getting your booty down in the Marquez?
Mm-hmm.
Or you was making music? Oh.
Okay. Oh, No. I ain't mean to say that. No.
But listen, we like your song. I really, really, really like
your
song. And I'm so glad that you submitted. And it's good to have some fresh, new blood here on the show.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from y'all. And I just wanted, I thought y'all was going to think the last boy that called in was me. I was like, damn, how long are they going to go on with thinking? He was just going along with it. I was like, what's going
yes.
on? Like, no shame. You know what I mean? Okay,
let me
go. Okay, but I love you, Armand, and I'm gonna go. And I love you too. I came in late, so I didn't get your name, the other boy. But I love you too. And
where did you find out about the show at? YouTube or Facebook?
You was talking about Cash Doll on YouTube, and I fucked with Cash Doll, and I watched the video, and I was agreeing with a lot of the shit that you were saying. I was like, damn, she is
yes.
actually right. My bitch.
Well, thank you. Love you for watching. And
yeah.
Hopefully your song makes it on there. So, you know, make sure you have all your fans and make sure you follow me on Instagram and all that good stuff so your fans will vote for you. And hopefully, you know, you can get into the scene. We need some boys, we need some boy rappers on here representing. So hopefully you make it onto the playlist and, you know, a chance to win this coin.
Yes, definitely. I sure will. And I want to submit another song, but I don't know how much time y'all got.
No, till next week.
Okay. Well, bye.
Oh, the cash app is still open. He said we got time for one more, but I'm getting the fuck out of here. I got shit to do in the morning.
Okay, we got time to listen to one more.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You can submit while Rika is talking, while we take these last two calls. If you haven't submitted by the time I take these last two calls, I'm out. All right. All right. Jason London, last chance. Hello. You said that what about the beat?
I'm just calling you back. You told me to call you back.
Yes, because what phone do you have?
Are you talking about me? Or mine?
Yes.
No, I live up kind of high, so the service is kind of crazy. I live in this concrete building, really high.
Oh,
high
okay.
$2,600 a month. Smash service has to be a lot better than that.
Okay, so listen. So you said someone tried to give you that beat, so he was lying about the beat, in your opinion.
No. Nobody didn't try to give me the beat. I found the beat on YouTube because, like, a lot of times people send, like, other
you
artists.
You said you turned down the beat.
Huh?
I thought you said you turned down the beat.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't use it because once I saw it and I saw how many people had used it, I didn't want to use it. Because there's another song that I actually wanted to use for a single that I actually found on YouTube and I started performing it at one point. And I realized I found it that it had over a million views, another track like that. So now I'm really leery about taking songs from YouTube unless I'm going to purchase it right out. Like King said, most of those songs, they leave them in there because the producer is hoping that they see potential in the independent artists, so they'll just give them a beat, or they'll just give you a small fee for the, you know, charge a small fee, because if the song does pop off, you better believe, regardless of the friendship, the producer's coming back around to get their money. And it's happened so many times in the business. That's all I was saying. I wasn't digging that Sonny. I like his music. I was just saying that's why I don't use a lot of stuff like that that I heard.
That's a good point,
YouTube.
Though, because you can get big and people will be like, hold on, this is all my, and then the friendship just.
We're friends.
Yeah, it happens every
it's
day.
Money involved.
So I was just, you know, I'm not trying to dig Sonny. I'm just trying to let him know.
And I wouldn't have had to.
As a new artist, Sonny, always get paperwork. I learned that always, no matter how much friends you are, you see it in blogging shows, you see people break up every day. Come on now. So I'm just telling you, friends is cool, but when that producer put in that work and you blow up and you make $1 million off of that song and he don't make nothing, you think he's going to be just your friend still?
All right, let's see what Rika has to say about this. Okay.
You know, he makes a lot of sense because you do that too when you look for beats. You see how many views that they got.
No, I definitely do that.
You don't find, like, if they got 1 million views, you're not using that beat. You like to find the beats with almost ain't nobody watched it or viewed it and stuff like that. So, you know, it's very true. And when you look for beats on YouTube, you want to look for that to see how many people listen to that beat. Because if a lot of people listen to it, most likely a lot of people then downloaded it, used it, sampled it, whatever.
Okay, let's take this last call. Go ahead, Rika.
What's up, Armand? What's up, King?
Hey, what's going on?
What's good?
Nothing. I just wanted to share my little experience with you guys and co-sign on some of the stuff that was said as far as, like, with the sampling, with the beats and stuff. You really want to be – you can upload, like, I have a song called Shouldn't, for instance. And it was a sample that the producer used that a few other producers have actually used. I believe it's a site these producers are using. You really want to be careful with some of these producers, but it's a site that a lot of producers use where they use similar samples. And my song, Shouldn't, it is on all platforms, but Tink's got a version of it out. It's another girl. I can't remember her name. She has a version of it out. And I have a song called Ride that I got fucked over on because I didn't get my contract done and my paperwork done first, and the producer came to me. Matter of fact, he used the same sample that Sonny has on his song Blues Clues. It's a sample that was used. I have that same sample on that song, and I paid for it, but I didn't get a contract for it, and he ended up selling that beat to Anne Marie. And because of that, and I was in the middle of submitting my album, my project actually came out first, but it wasn't on all platforms yet, and I had to resubmit my shit all over again because when I was trying to promote my version of the song, because me and her had the exact same beat because the producer sold me the same shit, I can't promote it in links. Like, people can go listen to it on my page, but I can't promote it in links. I can't do shit with it. So it was a waste of my money because I didn't make sure my paperwork was good before I submitted everything and got a contract. And she did, of course. She's a signed industry artist. So, of course, you know, her team going to make sure that. So I would say I don't care how cool you think somebody is, how tight you think you is with a producer. Some of these producers be on some other shit. Make sure you have your paperwork together, and there are producers that do use similar sounds and samples. If you go listen to my song Ride and Sonny's song Blues Clues, we have the same sample. Probably different producers produced it, but they used a similar same sample. So that does happen, but you can do that. I don't know how all the technicalities of it all, because I do have a song, because I made sure I got the contract and stuff right for that. That was a sample that other artists and another industry artist has, but I'm able to make money off of it. But that's because I made sure my paperwork was right. That other song, I didn't make sure my paperwork was right. And even with Girlfriends, for instance, I had to redo Girlfriends. I had a different beat to Girlfriends before because I was real tight with this producer, and I thought we was friends and we was cool. and we agreed that we was going to do a 50-50 split, but when he heard how Girlfriends came out, he felt like the song had bigger potential, so he tried to give me a shitty contract where he was going to make the most money off the song and fuck me over. So you really want to make sure your paperwork right no matter what, because if your song blow up or somebody bigger than you wants your shit and you didn't do no contract, that producer can fuck you over and it ain't going to be nothing that you could do about it. So that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to put my input of my experience of you know, getting beats from producers
that
have used samples.
Because people are saying Rika and Sunny have the similar beats. Now, he said that all of his are original. So are you saying that you've heard one of his beats on the
well,
song,
no,
too?
No, I have a song. You can go look on my YouTube. I can't put it on all platforms because Anne Marie has the beat. It's not the same exact beat, but it's the same exact sample. That's why I said you can, like, sample, like how he said that you can take a sample out of a song and use it. If you go listen to mine, it's damn near almost the same. I think his is a little faster than mine, though. But it was two different producers. What I'm saying is these producers, they go on some type of website, or I don't know what they use, and because I had to confront this producer about this, and they're able to use a similar sample. If you listen to Blue's Clues and you listen to Ride, you'll be able to tell that the same sample was used, but it's just like different tempos, and his is a little bit different. So that's why I said you want to really watch with that. See, the reason why he probably was able to upload his with no problem because a different producer did it, and his is a different tempo. It's the same melody, but it's a different tempo. Me and Anne Marie had the exact same producer, the exact same tempo, the exact same melody, and she's with a big label. I didn't get no contract, so they were able to stop me from being able to get my song up on platforms or even be able to promote it or anything. All I can do is have it on my SoundCloud and YouTube, and I can't make no money off of it after I paid for the record, and he never told me that he sold it to her either. So that's why it's very important to make sure you have your paperwork together.
Yeah, and also something that big labels do, you know, also something that big labels have, they own samples. They own all the samples from artists that from the past that you heard before. And
that's
why people like Chris Brown are able to use all samples. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of the mainstream artists like Summer Walker, almost every song on her album has a sample. That's because the record label that she signed with, the samples that she's using, those artists used to be signed to that record label, and that's why she has access to those samples. You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
Okay, we got one more submission. Thank you, Rika. We got one more submission.
All right, one more submission.
All right, thank you, Rika. We gotta wrap. We've been on here 3 hours. All right.
Oh yeah,
thank you,
I know. It's almost 2 in the morning. We're